Edie, and I am loving fall in Wisconsin. The trees are starting to change colors, there's a chill in the air, and soon I will be able to sheathe my troublesome arms in sweaters. I am so happy, and I am celebrating my membership in the prestigious PSL Club.
Oh, you're making me ask, Edie, what's the PSL Club again?
Well, the PSL Club is the Pumpkin Spice Latte Club. It was started by my friend Kristen. She's the president of our Pumpkin Spice Latte Club. It's a very, very important job that she does for the club.
How many members?
Three. Kristen, me, and Gus. At least that's as far as I know. But anyway, I am a Midwestern mom, a podcaster, and a reading specialist who would like to get a gig playing piano in some band at some point.
Ooh. Okay. Well, hi. I'm Leia, and autumn is just arriving here in Beijing, China, where I live with my family. I also love sheathing my arms in sweaters and my beloved jean jacket, which this Canadian gal believes goes with everything in my wardrobe. My fingers don't quite hit an octave, so playing piano is not my forte. Oh, I made a joke. It's not my forte. Get it?
It's not your forte.
But anyway, I do love listening to Chopin while reading my Kindle on my cozy balcony. Oh, and Edie, Canadian Thanksgiving is just around the corner. Guess what I'll be doing?
Well, this is so easy, Leia, because I'm guessing you're going to be hosting a potluck and then ditching the potluck. Is that what you'll be doing?
Well, I'm not planning to ditch it, but yes, I'm hosting a potluck. We will be supplying the turkey and the gravy and a signature cocktail, and everybody else that's coming is responsible for the rest. So here's hoping we get the mashed potatoes and the stuffing and all that.
All Yay. Right.
We're the Two Chit Chat Chicks.
Like always, we'll be sharing chit chat tips and tricks.
The hygge game, and a password hack.
We will gather around the campfire to chat about burning topics.
What we know for sure.
And of course, we'll have our chit-chat challenge of the week.
In our chit-chat tips and tricks segment, we share things that make our lives just a little bit happier or better.
All right, Leia, can I go first? Because sure. I want to talk about this game a friend gave me. It's called the Hygge game, and it's cozy conversation in pleasant company. Doesn't that sound fun?
It sounds lovely.
So I don't know how they can even call this a game, because there are no winners, there are no losers. All you have to do is be cozy. And as far as I can tell, it's just a box of questions, but, let's play. Do you want to play a couple rounds, Leia, of this cozy hygge game?
Well, I do, but I would like to win. I'm competitive.
Well, why don't we, see if we can, I'll give you points. Okay. We can give each other points for our answers. Okay.
Sounds good.
All right. So, Leia, ooh, this is good. This might be challenging. If you could see into the future, how far ahead would you want to see?
Oh, I would like to see about 5 years from now, because both of my girls will have graduated, and I'm just wondering where we'll be, if we'll be living in Canada, on Vancouver Island, or maybe teaching somewhere in Central or South America, or maybe even in Madison with you, Edie. Who knows? That's how long. I'd like to see 5 years from now.
Okay, you get 10 points.
Thank you.
That's 10 points.
All right.
Okay, now I'm pretending I'm you, and this is my question, okay?
All right.
All right. Do you like to receive cash as a present? Uh-huh. Well, funny you ask. Yes, I do. I love cash.
Right?
Put some in an envelope and send it my way. Oh, that was fun.
Easy peasy. Okay, I'll give you 10 points for that, too.
Okay.
It's a tie.
10 points.
Okay, let's see if we can break the tie.
Oh. All right. Let's break the tie. Oh, I already know the answer to that. I'm not going to ask that. It was, have you ever fallen asleep during something important? I'm guessing the answer is no, because you don't sleep.
I don't sleep.
You don't sleep.
No,
so that's
I don't
a bad
think I
question.
Have. No.
Ooh, what is the best TV show of all time?
Easy. West Wing. I
really?
Love West Wing. In fact, I'm thinking about doing a whole rewatch of it from beginning to end, because I just think it is the most cleverly well-written show of all time. And I love a good political drama.
Mm. I have never watched
so
West Wing.
And, you know, it gives me so much hope because I loved President Bartlet and his whole, you know, the whole crew. Love them all.
Is President Bartlet Martin Sheen?
That is correct, yes.
Oh, I might watch that because I love him on Grace and Frankie. He's
right?
So funny.
Yes. Well, he's not funny in the West Wing, but he has a lot of depth of character and... He's a man with integrity, and I love him so much. I won't even get into it. It's just fabulous.
Okay. Well, you get 12 points for that because it was unexpected. It was an unexpected answer, Leia.
Okay.
Okay. So
22 for me. Last question for you.
Okay. Edie, what is the worst thing about getting old? I would have to say, and maybe this is too much information, but since I've gotten old, my eyes have gotten very dry, Leia, and I have to get up every morning and put in eye drops. I don't like that. I don't like waking up like that.
I'm bored with your answer, Edie. It's not an interesting answer. I'm going to give you 5 points. So I win. I win. Yay!
I'm shocked you even gave me 5 points for that. It was generous.
I'm sorry your eyes are dry. It sucks. But.
All right. So the Hygge game, cozy conversation, pick it up, put it in someone's stocking for Christmas. It's fun.
Yeah. Okay. And add points to it if you're competitive like me.
Yes. 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 It's fun.
Yeah.
So what do you have for us today, Leia?
Well, it's not for me this week, Edie. It's my friend Kim. So she came up to the third floor a little while ago to share a very special password hack with us. So listen in.
So this is my tip for passwords. You take a base word that you always use, should include some numbers. And then whatever the site is that you're creating that password for, you add the first two letters of that. I capitalize mine. And then you use some kind of special character, asterisk or something.
So can you give an example without giving away your own?
I don't know. It's scary.
Like, let's say it's a Gmail account.
So I would say maybe it's... my password might be, I don't know, Ruffy 23. And I always use that. Why Ruffy? I don't know. Ruffy 23. And then capital G, capital M.
At the beginning?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's at the end. So this is hard. Okay.
So you
start with, you could switch it up, do what you want. But this, the way I learned it was you start with your base that you always use. Then you add the first two letters, or you decide, maybe you always do the first and last, I don't know. But I use the first two letters of whatever the site is. So it would be Ruffy what did I say, 23, capital G, capital M for Gmail, and then some kind of maybe a hashtag.
I would do asterisk money or at money, at the dollar sign.
Ooh, bringing good karma into your life. Got it.
Okay, I like it.
Genius. Thanks, Kim.
Edie, do I hear a campfire?
What? Do I hear a campfire tune?
Fire's burning, fire's burning. Draw nearer, draw nearer.
It's time for Campfire Chat. Today we are going to talk about what we know for sure. Leia, do you remember how our Queen Oprah ended every one of her magazines with a column titled What I Know for Sure?
How can I forget? I love it. I'm continuing to read Oprah magazines on my Flipster app. Every week I download a new one. I started in 2013 or 14, and I'm now on 2016. So I've been reading What I Know for Sure every single week. Yes.
Ooh, so you are all prepped and ready for this episode, Leia.
I am good to go. Yes.
Well, how about if we go back and forth talking about what we know for sure? And since you are, you know, on such a, you're on fire, Leia, why don't you go first?
Okay, I will. So I know for sure that when you are genuine, people will trust and enjoy being around you. So even if you're an introvert, and I am, you can still be the initiator and become a trusted and respected person in people's lives. So there's a few things that I always make a habit of doing, and that is when I see people, whether I know them well or just a little bit, I will always smile and say hello, and I try to use their name if I know it. And I don't always, but that feels really important. And I know that in our busy lives, especially at work, it's easy to just, you know, go careening down the hallway and not speaking to anybody. But I really do make a habit of just saying, you know, hi, Jess, or hi, whomever, and giving them a big smile. And it doesn't, you know, it doesn't mean I need to get into a long conversation or ask how you doing, because sometimes that's just, oh, I'm fine, thank you, how are you? That's a little bit dull. So if I if I don't have, or I recognize the other person doesn't have time to talk, I'll still greet them and smile and mention them by name. So that's a lovely thing to do. And another thing that I feel like I can be therefore with people is when I see somebody who's by themselves, and I always make a point of going up to that person and talking to them. And this comes from something that happened to me in third or fourth grade, when I used to go to a Pioneer Girls group, which is like the evangelical equivalent of Girl Guides or Brownies, right? And I used to go to this group on Wednesday nights, and most of the girls there knew each other, and somehow I was, because they went to the same church, and I didn't know them very well. And so I always felt a bit like an outsider. I didn't love going, but my mom told me I had to. And And so one day this new girl showed up, Ingrid. She had just moved to Greendale from Germany, in fact. But I didn't know that at the time. I just saw this girl standing in the basement, right, apart from everybody else. And I thought, I just had this epiphany, like, if I go and speak with her, I won't be alone anymore, and neither will she. And so while it wasn't...
Leia, stop.
Yeah.
That was a tweet. Could you say that again? Because it's so good. It went straight to my heart.
Oh. How does it go? If I knew that, even though it wasn't an altruistic thing to do, that if I went and I greeted her and talked to her, she wouldn't be alone anymore, and neither would I. right? Mm. And so it was just this big moment for me where I realized that I could be doing something kind, and at the same time, I could be saving myself from discomfort or loneliness. And
yeah,
I've done that ever since. And Ingrid and I became friends. And she was lovely. But I think the point is that I will often walk into situations like parties or even into the staff room. And I have this dis-ease when I do that. I never feel entirely comfortable, you know, just walking straight to it towards a group or, you know, making people come to me. But if I just kind of scan around and see somebody who's on their own and looks like maybe they don't want to be, if I go over to that person and just say, hi, I'm Leia, or just ask them how they're doing, if they know me already, whatever it might be, suddenly I've saved myself from that discomfort and I've welcomed somebody. And it feels really, really good to do that. And I think
it's a win-win.
It's a win-win. And over the years, I've done that enough. I think I'm maybe even known for that to some degree, that I feel like because of that, I've become trusted by a lot of people and respected, because I'm that welcoming person. So even though I'm kind of naturally a bit shy or I don't, you know, enjoy a big crowd, that's how I navigate around it. Oh, and another little tip that's maybe a little bit off course, but a friend of mine once said, Melanie, she's the principal of our high school, she said, what you want to do if you feel uncomfortable in social situations is to, you know, load up on your food and your beverages, right? And then go and take the most comfortable seat you can in the corner of the room and let people come to you. Right? So you go to the bathroom, you've got all your food, you've got your libations, and you just cozy up, and then people will saunter over and talk to you for a while, and then they'll leave and more people will come. And meantime, you're just all snuggled up and happy and having these lovely discussions with people maybe you didn't even expect to talk with. So I've been doing that for a while too.
Oh, I could see if I followed that advice, I'd be like all alone in the corner with a pile of food and...
People would
be like, oh, Edie's got a problem. Look at her. all by herself in the corner.
Anyway, that's not so bad either, to be all by yourself in the corner. Maybe that's ultimately what we want. So, okay, enough. Tell us what you've got. What do you know for sure?
This one is so simple, and everyone's heard it, and we all know it. And yet, it seems to be something that I have to learn again and again, Leia. And that is, you get what you pay for.
Oh, right.
You get what you pay for. I know I have talked about my laminate flooring, but I'm going to talk about it again because it so perfectly illustrates this. When I moved into this house, we ripped out the carpet and I wanted to put in laminate flooring and I got all these estimates and I went with the cheapest guy. He had gotten good reviews and I'm like, how come no one snapped him up? This is so, you know, inexpensive. Well, he did a crappy job. Uh-huh. He didn't measure right. And like my floors are like always in the humidity, like warping up and making you feel dizzy as you walk across the floor. And then it came about with his reviews that he was insane. He was just like leaving jobs undone and was just unstable. So anyway, I did learn from that, and when I got my house painted, I went with a very reputable company, Leia. Uh-huh. Was it the cheapest? No, but they got the job done in 3 days. I never even saw them, and it's just perfect. They even sent over like a person to consult with me about the colors, and she was lovely. That was fun. And meanwhile, my boyfriend the whole time is like, I can get you someone, you know, who can paint it for a third of the price.
He'll show up every second Tuesday if you're lucky.
Yeah, if you're lucky, it'll be done in, you know, 8 months, but it'll be worth it. And it's like, no, I don't want that mess in my life.
No. And poop behind the bushes.
Oh, for heaven's sake. And I just learned this again, though. My son needed a haircut, and I hadn't planned ahead. And
I know where you're going with this.
Yes, I just made a quick appointment for him at Cost Cutters. Mm-hmm. And I apologize if any of our listeners are Cost Cutter people. But I told him, like, you're getting your hair cut and we're going to Cost Cutters. And, like, a look of fear just... He's like, Mom, what? We said we'd never go to Cost Cutters. And I'm like, it's fine. It's fine. Well, it was not fine.
No, of course not.
It was, his beautiful hair was just butchered. So I am going to just make like an ongoing appointment at someone reputable.
Yes.
And will it be more? I'm going to play interview myself. Will it be more? Yes. Is it worth it? Yes. Mm-hmm. Will he look better? Yes. You know?
Yeah.
So hopefully I don't have to drag them to Cost Cutters again because, you know.
You
get what you pay for.
Right? Okay. You get what you pay for. All right. Okay. Well, moving on. I completely concur. My second thought on what I know for sure is just that being open-minded and saying yes to new experiences is, I think, the best way to live a more adventurous and fulfilled life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I don't know. I'm a traveler, and I remember early in my life when I wanted to go and live somewhere else that my partner at the time said, oh, you're just trying to run away. And I thought to myself, but actually I'm not. I'm really trying to experience something new. I'm not running away. Mm-hmm. Maybe I was running away from him a little bit, but...
That's neither here nor there.
That's neither here nor there. But I would say, for example, because of travel, I met Dawn. I know you know this, Edie, but maybe a lot of our listeners don't. I met my sweetheart of nearly 30 years on the plane on the way to Taiwan, where we had both accepted jobs as English teachers in a private Taiwanese high school. And so we met on the plane and we've been together ever since. And that's because I was willing to take a risk and leave Canada and just go, I don't know what it's going to be like teaching in Taiwan. Who knows? And I'd heard some horror stories actually about the place where I had gotten the job, but I thought, no, it'll be an adventure. I'm going to go. What's the worst that can happen? And I met the love of my life, in fact. And, you know, it's been pretty great ever since with him. I love trying new things and just getting out of my comfort zone. Part of that is, let's see, well, we started the podcast, right? I'd always dreamed of starting a podcast, and I'd done some public speaking before, and I didn't know how to do it, Edie. And somehow, when we got together, when we moved to Madison during the pandemic, when we were locked out of China, I brought it up with you. Neither of us knew what to do, but we just immediately said, oh, let's do it. Let's make it happen. And we got our Jack Canfield book and we started making plans, and it was just boom, 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 right?
It was.
Mm-hmm. You know, when I think back on it, I can't even remember hardly any of the many, many, many steps we had to take to figure out so many things, right? I mean, we didn't know how to record. We didn't understand anything about podcasting other than that we had good chemistry together and we had a lot of fun together and we both like to talk, right? But we said yes. We said yes. And here we are, right? On episode 57. So yay us. And I think one of the things that we can ask ourselves too, when you've been given the opportunity to try something new, or you want to just say yes and ask yourself, well, what's the worst that can happen, right? And usually you're going to, at the very least, get an adventure out of it and a good story to tell, if nothing else. You know, so go for it. That's what I say. Be open-minded,
Leia,
and say yes.
Do you have a smaller example of saying yes to something? Because those were pretty big, starting a podcast, moving to another country. Do you have like a little wee example?
Well, a few. When I started teaching middle school this year, I moved from the ES to the MS. My friend and co-teacher, we share advisory time together, like homeroom. Cherie, she's a big knitter, and she has this, or she belongs to this knitting club where people get together every Thursday somewhere in Beijing and just hang out and knit or crochet or do any sort of handwork or not, just hang out, right? And like I said, like I've said many times, I'm a bit of an introvert and I wasn't sure I would be comfortable with it, but I do like to knit and I really like Cherie, and I thought, well, I'll try it once. And I've been going every Thursday for about a month now and I love it so much, Edie. I'm actually learning to crochet and it's actually almost impossible. I am really, really struggling. But I'm so tense by the time I leave. I'm just like a bundle of nervous. Like, it's like I need a massage when I leave. But that said,
it sounds great. I'm glad you said yes.
It's really, that part. But the people I meet, I've met a woman who's a journalist who at one point was a Pulitzer Prize winner. This guy, Andy, he comes every week. He's phenomenal. He is running an art school here in Beijing, comes from South Africa. And he was telling me how his son-in-law works for Interpol and he lives in Canada. But they have to move every few months because the son needs to like be in hiding, but nobody can know where he is. And he works for, I shouldn't even be saying this, but he works for the South American division of Interpol for crime syndicates. It's thrilling. Anyway, so I've said yes to knitting, but I've received a whole lot more than, well, I haven't received much in the way of learning how to knit better or crochet, but the human connection has been really, really great. So yay for that.
Cool.
Yes.
All right. So be open-minded and say yes to new experiences.
Yes.
So one thing that I know for sure is that keeping your future self in mind is always a good idea.
Oh, how so? What do you mean?
So, your future self is you in the future, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. So, you need to keep your future self in mind. Like, I got into flossing regularly because it's your future self will thank you when you don't have gum disease,
right.
You know?
Got
your
it.
Future self will thank you when you don't have to be afraid to go to the dentist, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Also, I am very good at going to all of my medical appointments that need, you know, the colonoscopies, the mammograms. Yeah. I go to all of that because my future self will thank me. And Leia, if you remember the late, great Warren Zevon, you know, who's saying Werewolves of London.
Yes.
He did not think about his future self, Leia, because he never went to the doctor. And then he had so many problems, medical problems, because he drank and smoked and, you know, all that garbage, that he died very young. And we don't get his music or him anymore. So think about your future self and do those appointments, even though, you know, no one wants to, right?
Right.
You need to think about yourself, your future self. Go grocery shopping every week and make sure you have healthy food in the fridge.
Yes. I like
right?
that one. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
All right. Absolutely. So remember your future self. She or he will thank you.
Love it. Okay. Well, my final what I know for sure of today, though I know many, many things for sure, is that it's better to be a listener and not an advice giver. So my mom had a lot of advice to give about little, you know, sort of persnickety things. She had a lot of opinions about stuff. But when it came to bigger things in life, she would always put it back on us. And she would just say, well, what do you think? Or you decide. And when I think back on that now, there were some pretty major life decisions that I consulted with my mother on, and she really did not tell me what to do. And I have, and I think I've had a, you know, I've certainly made mistakes, but I feel like by her allowing me to make my own decisions, that has alleviated any guilt that I might have felt, or any anger or annoyance with her telling me what I should do. She's always allowed me, since I was, you know, probably like even 16 or 17, to make decisions. And so I'm really trying to put that into practice with my own daughters these days. You know, I think that we raise kids in order for them to become independent and to fly away and to be happy and to be able to make good decisions on their own. And so now that I have a daughter in grade 12 and one in grade 10, I try to let them, to a degree, with limitations, do the things that they think are important and that they would like to do. And let them learn from their own experiences, because that's the other thing. You know, you can give kids examples of the mistakes that you've made and how you've screwed up, but I've become more and more convinced that people really only learn from their own experiences, whether those are mistakes or good decisions. That's how we learn. So I'm working on that with my own kids. Sometimes it's hard to bite my tongue, and sometimes I don't, but mostly I do. And I just feel like, too, when you give advice, like, people might come to you and they're asking. I don't know that people are usually asking for advice. I don't think people want it. I think they want to be heard. And so as people talk through their problems or whatever they might be, they tend to come to their own realizations about how they're feeling and what they need to do. I know my daughter Charlotte came to me the other day and wanted to talk about some friend things. And I just listened. I tried not to refer to my own past. I tried not to say, you know, this kid would be better, a better friend than that kid, or, you know, whatever it was. It's not relevant to us older folks. But, as she talked through it, she actually came to her own realizations. And at the end, she was so grateful. And she was like, thank you, Mama. That was so helpful. And I really know what I need to do now. And I just thought, well, I didn't do anything. I just listened. But yay. And I think giving advice, Edie, can come back and bite you as well. Mm-hmm. I remember I had a friend who wanted to know what I thought about this guy that she was dating. And he was, you know, two-timing her. And I didn't have it. And she told me all about it. I didn't know him personally. But I just said, doesn't seem like he's the kind of guy you want to spend your life with, right? Mm-hmm. And in the end...
Wait, let me guess. She married him.
She married him. And they've had three kids together. And for all intents and purposes, what I see on Facebook, they're very happy together. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I kind of feel badly that I ever did give any advice. I should have just listened and said, well, what do you think, in the wise words of my mother? But yeah, I think listening and being the love in the room is the answer. And giving advice is generally not.
All right. Well, it seems like maybe we'll have to do a part two on this, Leia, since we know so much.
We're so wise. It's time for the
Chit-Chat Challenge of the week.
So this week, your challenge is to think about what you know for sure and to weave that truth through your life.
And, of course, share it with us at the Chit Chat Coop on Facebook.
Yeah. And please do join us at the Chit Chat Coop on Facebook, if you haven't already, to stay in touch with us and all the other chicks and roosters who listen to the podcast. It's a fun little positive hangout.
So that's it for this episode of the Two Chit Chat Chicks.
Check out the show notes for links to our blogs and to Edie's Etsy store, Prairie Girl Greetings. Oh, and we also link any of our recommendations in the show notes.
Mm-hmm. Thanks as always to Leia's daughter, Charlotte, for being such a fabulous editor. Word has it, Leia, that you not only pay Charlotte, but you buy her lots of chocolate and junk food to get you through your editing session.
Yes, I do. Charlotte consistently asks for, she has different asks each time. Some days she wants chocolate, other times gummy worms, chips. Whatever she wants, she gets, so long as she keeps editing.
Okay, sounds good to me.
Yep, it's all worth it. Bye-bye, everyone.
Cluck, cluck.